It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And Paul, as you reported, there will be a mandatory recount in Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate race between Bob Casey and Dave McCormick. KYW Philadelphia Radio, John McDevitt.
As of Wednesday, McCormick led Casey by 28,000 votes inside that half-percent margin to trigger the recount. Once all votes are counted by the counties, the recount has to begin no later than next Wednesday, November 20th, and must be completed by noon on the following Tuesday, November 27th.
13-year-old student in Ambridge area schools brought a loaded gun to school, threatened a classmate on Wednesday. Now, they found the weapon after a student became aware of the threat and reported it to the principal. Now, the DA says this 13-year-old boy apparently made the threat in a bathroom with his parents' gun, which was supposed to be locked up at home.
We had an incident today at the middle school, which I did share out in a blast with the parents and guardians. At this given point, it is a police investigation, and they're handling it.
And that is the superintendent of Ambridge Schools, Joseph Pasquarella. The student was arrested. He's at a juvenile detention center in Ohio, Larry, not being charged as an adult at this time.
And the Northeast is waiting for rain, some cases praying for rain that could help end the wildfires in the region. How about Massachusetts has reported more than 450 wildfires since October 1st. The so-called Jennings Creek fire in New York and New Jersey has burned about 5,000 acres. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams from the Weather Channel watching a record dry spell in parts of the East Coast.
The combination of low relative humidity and breezy conditions will lead to an increased risk of fire spread tomorrow. We'll see more moisture thanks to an approaching system, which is good, but there's not much in the way of rain over the next 5 days.
And in the next half hour, we'll talk to our meteorologist, Joe Lundberg, about how much rain we're anticipating today and a peek at the weekend because there's so much going on outdoors in the Berg.
And Larry, looking at the radar right now, the majority of this light rain that's falling to the west of us is occurring, say, for example, in parts of Washington and almost all of Beaver County. But the real rain is falling right now on the other side of the Ohio line. So we have to wait a little while longer for that just to kind of edge its way into our area.
Have you heard of blue sky? This is a new...
Yes, I have.
So it's interesting. Since Elon Musk has taken on such a prominent role and now an official role with President-elect Donald Trump, some people who didn't vote that way are eliminating use of X. They're deleting the app. Like host Don Lemon says, he's quitting Twitter or X and heading to this new app called Blue Sky, which has attracted more than 1 million new followers in a week. And I've never heard of it before.
I have been hearing about it. I've seen posts from people who are upset about the politics and they're going away.
Is it?
It's all political.
Blue Sky's a political ad?
Yep.
Or
it's
app?
It's the same thing as Trump's Truth Social.
Ah.
Only gotcha. for people of the opposite persuasion.
Gotcha.
It's, you know, it's for people who, you know, don't care for Elon Musk for whatever reason.
All right, this is...
I mean, to give you some idea of the scale of this, just Elon Musk himself has over 200 million followers on X.
That's...
just by himself.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And he's turned it into a real venue for himself. He posts a lot of pictures of him.
Yeah, in fact, he does a regular release of several posts in the overnight hours, and so I'll wind up seeing them because that's when I check my X feed for the first time is around 2 in the morning.
And he posted last night, quote, "The hammer of justice is coming."
Wow.
I don't know what that means. Wow.
Okay.
That's ominous. Here's one. This is very disturbing. A new study finds that beer drinkers tend to have the most unhealthy diets. What? They also tend to smoke more and exercise less than wine and liquor drinkers. However, none of the boozers in the survey come close to having what's considered a healthy diet. But there's more fruit in wine, one guy said. So,
well, I met a friend for lunch yesterday, and I think that it was, you know, probably pretty well balanced. I mean, I had a Maker's Mark on the rocks, and I had a patty melt, but I skipped the fries.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Yep, take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. It'll open up a gateway to great news, weather information, a lot of stories important here in Pittsburgh, and something we're doing collectively with our four other Pittsburgh Odyssey stations is coming up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Join Odyssey Radio, Pitt Athletics, and Saloni's Italian Bread at the Market District on Settlers Ridge. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 2 to 7. While you're out, maybe getting supplies for your tailgates or Turkey Day celebrations, help us fill the PGT truck that we'll have there to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And this is a great time of the year to do that. It's called Haul to Pitt. Get it? You get that, Aaron? Instead of Hail to Pitt?
Of course, naturally.
Snappy, clever marketing staff. I mentioned that we're going to have Myron Cope's daughter, Elizabeth, in studio at 8:30. We're also going to talk to broadcast legend Bill Hillgrove. Interested to get his thoughts on the game Sunday. Aaron, you'll be watching, right?
Yes. I will absolutely be tuned in.
And you have snacks. Paul, that's even at a time when you can watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good deal. There's lots of big football matchups this weekend in the NFL. You got the Bills and the Chiefs are playing. Tonight, it's the Philadelphia Eagles and the Commanders, Washington. And of course, there's Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Good rivalry games all over the place.
And so when Myron Cope's daughter's here, we'll talk about what it must have been like to grow up as a child of Myron Cope, who was so iconic in this town, especially. Dan Joseph, who co-wrote the book Beyond the Yoy, is going to be with her too, sent me some audio. And Aaron, every holiday season was playoffs in the NFL, and the Steelers were always there. And so Myron would do a little singing.
Maestro, if you please. Deck the halls with power, power. Commander Cowers, better than Eisenhower. Barry Foster's no imposter. He's the real thing. He makes attackers head ring.
I think Myron really wanted to be a singer.
Apparently.
Right. And he seemed to have a hidden passion.
But when he was doing the games, that's when he really came out of his shell.
Who's that waving a player waving a terrible pass?
That's Ward. Ward.
Way to go. Hi. Here, I'll wave mine.
The first thing is taken.
I read those guys bragging in a paper how they're going to make Louis Lips fumble the football. Loose Lips sink ship.
Here's a
miracle has been performed as Stallworth makes an absolutely unbelievable catch. The terrible towel, he had to wipe his hands on a terrible towel before he caught that football as he went 8 feet in the air with Steve Foley and pulled on that touchdown.
The bus says, hey, this bus is in high gear. You say the bus can't get into high gear. The bus, he was going downhill all the way, right?
Coming down Federal Street.
Out of control. Down the Green Tree thing where they got the turn off on sand so the heavy trucks will lose their brakes. That was the bus.
Oh, man.
What he makes me think of, you ever be like screaming and then after all the pressure goes to your head and you're like, oh, gosh, my head feels like it's going to explode. He had to have felt that way after these games.
So he started as a writer. Then he started doing sports commentaries on a morning show at WTAE Radio, which no longer exists. And they had hired a new general manager for the two radio stations they had. And he flew in from Los Angeles and was in a hotel room, and he decided he's going to get up, had his notepad, and was going to write his thoughts about everything he heard throughout the morning show and today. And he tells this story later. The first thing he wrote was fire Myron Cope. And the rest is history. Obviously, he didn't. He was talked out of it. And they said, no, quite the opposite. So he turned him into a talk show host and did one of the, really, in terms of sports talk in this town, he was one of the very originals. Him and then the late Stan Saverin. And they were back to back.
I mean, from the sounds of it, it's just one Myron Cope.
There's only,
He's just very original.
Believe me, there was only one Myron Cope. So
there's a lesson in that. Be yourself.
Be who you are. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He was a great journalist, though, and created the terrible town. Look at it now. A couple hours from now, you'll meet Elizabeth, his daughter. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Round the world, they're watching. And the focus yesterday was on the White House sit down between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, which by all accounts was very amicable. And the appointments President-elect Trump is making news, CBS's Jared Hill.
President-elect Trump choosing Matt Gaetz as his attorney general for the United States was a surprise even to some members of his own party. He also, though, selected Marco Rubio as his desired Secretary of State and a former Democrat for another key position.
Welcome.
After a bitter battle on the campaign trail, President Joe Biden welcomed President-elect Donald Trump to a cordial meeting at the White House.
Politics is tough, and it's many cases not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today.
The two-hour sit-down as Trump's transition rolled ahead, naming Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz as his pick for U.S. Attorney General, raising eyebrows from both sides of the aisle.
It's just kind of like a God-tier kind of trolling, just to trigger a meltdown.
I just think it's silly. The president is smart enough and his team is smart enough to know that Mr. Gaetz will never get confirmed by the Senate.
Gaetz, a staunch Trump ally, resigned from the House Wednesday, just days before a House ethics panel was set to vote on whether to release its report on its investigation into whether Gaetz engaged in sexual misconduct and tried to obstruct government investigations. That's according to three sources with knowledge of the committee's work. Wednesday, Trump also named former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard as his director of national intelligence. She's likely to be grilled over sympathetic statements toward Russia and a self-funded trip to meet with Syria's leader, the Army vet, last night on Fox News.
The American people delivered quite an incredible mandate for change in this election. Of course, there's going to be resistance to change from the swamp in Washington.
The groundwork being laid at the White House as Republicans make a clean sweep on the Hill, now projected to control the House and the Senate.
Today, a House Democrat is planning to introduce regulation, essentially reaffirming a part of the Constitution that says presidents can only serve 8 years in office. This comes after Trump yesterday commented, some say in a joking manner, that he would serve a third term if he were allowed to by House Republicans. This would essentially be a way for Democrats to get Republicans on the record saying that that can't happen. Will that happen on paper? We'll have to see.
CBS's Jared Hill. And in Pennsylvania, this race with the United States Senate, Republican Dave McCormick leading. Still, Bob Casey by, about 28,000 votes, which is under 0.5%. So the mandatory recount will take place.
Yeah, 35,000 was just above that threshold, and we're well under that now. Let me just take a quick look at the...
I think it was 28,000 and change.
EA results. See what we've got. The latest here is... We're talking about, I now have to do some subtraction here. These numbers are so damn big, Larry, I've got to pull out the calculator.
Wow.
Let me go here. 3,383,000.
Look at you going tech.
383 minus 3,357.
And
you are 26,000.
So it's unlikely that the outcome will change in the recount, but the recount will begin no later than next Wednesday and must be completed by November 27th. And then I guess we'll know for sure. Although initially Dave McCormick was not invited to the orientation that's taking place this week in Washington for new elected members, but then he got the call, yeah, come in.
Along with the guy from Arizona, the Democrat from Arizona, Gallego, same thing there, close race. But then they declared him the winner, so I think that one's been cleared up.
But it looks like the House, the Senate, obviously the White House, will be controlled by the Republican Party for the next at least 2 years until the next wave of senatorial and congressional races take place.
Let me read you a quote here from a post on my X feed. This is a legal source that I follow, a guy by the name of Jonathan Turley. He said, if Trump wanted to defibrillate the Justice Department, the Matt Gaetz nomination is the 100,000-volt option. I think that's a very well-turned phrase. I think that's a good description.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Elon Reeve Musk, who is now the co-leader of the Department of Government Efficiency, or will be officially after January 20th, acronym DODGE. One of his missions is to cut government waste and to analyze things from a different perspective, a businessman. So who is Elon Musk? Elon Musk is this tech genius. He created SpaceX. Tesla was where probably many people got to hear his name and associate him with that. He's 53 years old. Elon Musk is the wealthiest human being on the planet. According to this November's Forbes estimate of his wealth, how about this? $304 billion. And he is, you mentioned where he was born, right?
Yeah, and then they immigrated to Canada, where he went to college at the Queen's University in Kingston, and later transferred to, guess where? The University of Pennsylvania.
There's always a connection. It's actually extraordinary. Musk has 11 living children. Tragically, he lost a son to sudden infant death syndrome. Three moms, and apparently the 11 children he's offering in Texas is going to buy a compound, 14,440 acres, and try to get as many of the kids together there. So Elon Musk, you'll be hearing a lot more about him, but he is the wealthiest man on the planet and reportedly donated $50 million to Donald Trump's campaign, and now will become the co-leader of the Department of Government Efficiency. Coming up right after the news at the top of the hour with Paul Rasmussen, we've got KDK TV's political analyst John Delano. We'll dive a little more into the process where they're going to do a recount with Dave McCormick and Bob Casey, the incumbent. And also some of the picks as the cabinet is building for President-elect Donald Trump. Fascinated. I never really paid much attention to Elon Musk's, background. But the more I read, the more unbelievable his meteoric rise is.
He's an unbelievable success story.
And the fact is, the richest man on the planet, $305 billion. And remember, he paid a considerable amount of that percentage-wise to buy Twitter at $44 billion, mm-hmm. which a lot of people were skeptical about at first. And he changed it to X. Then he talked about maybe changing the name back to Twitter since people knew it better then. But he wasn't putting himself out there until fairly recently.
I think he came into the spotlight when the ex-president was shot, when Trump was shot up in Butler. That's where he kind of came off the top rope, if you want to use a wrestling term. He was impressed with Donald Trump's response to being wounded, and I think that's he had been dabbling here and there, but then he came out as a Trump supporter, got very involved. He's been at Mar-a-Lago for the last several days as a guest.
Somebody's joking. Well, there were some people joking, like, you know, there's three things that start to smell after 3 days: fish and visitors mm-hmm. in your home. And they were joking that he's overstayed his welcome now. But how do you throw out the richest man in the world who gave you $50 million? He could stay as long as he wants, probably. And by the way, he will co-lead this Department of Government Efficiency that Donald Trump's creating with Vivek Ramaswamy. So,
and Ramaswamy's a successful businessman in his own right.
So these two will, I guess, look at everything that's being spent in the government and have an influence on where to make cuts.
Yeah, but they're not actually in the government. They're like an advisory committee.
Right. They call them czars.
Yeah.
Where they don't have to be approved in any kind of process. It's more like official consultation partners with President-elect Trump. So we'll see where this takes us.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.